Dirt clings to your gloves as you crouch in the trench, the air sharp with wet concrete and diesel. A few careful strokes of your trowel turned up a jawbone, then a femur, then the small, unmistakable curve of a child's skull. Around it, broken ceramic fragments, the kind you have seen tied to post-emancipation burials. An unmarked cemetery, almost certainly a freedman's burial ground, sits directly under this work zone. Above you, Dale stands on the trench edge, arms crossed, boots dusted white. He reminds you he has 47 workers on payroll and a concrete pour locked for 6 a.m. If you stop the work, state law kicks in, a mandatory review. At least 3 months, likely longer. And this footprint matters. City Council just approved 200 units of low-income housing here, the first affordable build in this district in a decade. Delays could kill the financing and send the project elsewhere. At the site entrance, Reverend Cora sits in her car, chair of the Neighborhood Heritage Committee. She does not know what you have uncovered, yet. Your incident report is due within the hour. What you write next will decide whether the bones are protected, disturbed, or quietly paved over. What do you do?